attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, the vaccine industrial complex desperation is showing here. Their desperation is showing. Welcome, my friends. It is a special holiday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we are coming at you live outdoors from the outdoor Robert Scott Bell Show studio. So if you hear some wind noise today, fear not. I'm not being blown away by the winds of change. We're just out here enjoying some vitamin D, celebrating springtime with you. Hopefully, wherever you are in the Northern Hemisphere, you're getting some springtime. Yeah, listen, I know some of you are going to go, I'm annoyed with you, Robert, already, because it's not spring up here yet. I know the calendar says so. But where you are, the temperature might be a little bit low and the cloud cover might be a little bit heavy. And so you're not absorbing the vitamin D. So I'm trying to absorb the vitamin D for all of you who are not listening in Florida or the southern region of the United States or wherever you are around the world. And, of course, those of our friends listening down under, of course, heading into the fall season. We love you, too. Robert Scott Bell on for the next couple of hours here, robertscottbell.com. We've got a great adaptogenic start to the Easter holiday. Those of you know, some of you know it as Resurrection Day. Easter, of course, is there's a pagan ritual associated with it. If you get into Easter bunnies and jelly beans and eggs, it really has nothing to do with the reason for the season. But those of you who know the difference, whoever you are, just celebrate it to your heart's content. And we'll do the same here. The phone number, if you'd like to be part of the show today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, robertscottbell.com. Springtime adaptogen, stress reduction, weight loss, high-level fitness. We got Stephen Rogers coming up from Shentrition, a special springtime special for you. And next hour, I'm going to revisit some things with Stephen Hewer related to brain balancing and energy restoration as well. Now, first things first, I mentioned that the bad guys are on the run. The bad guys are on the run. Big news this week coming out. Now, it'll be the focus probably of every show every week, at least a little bit of the Robert Scott Bell Show. The autism risk, they're claiming, is not increased by early vaccines. The autism risk not increased by early vaccines, according to a new study. Now, the reality of the study, and this will be, as I said, revealed all week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, is that study proves exactly the opposite. Pretty standard, as you may know here on the show when we cover these things. What they claim it is and what it is are two different things. And the reality is vaccines do cause, are linked directly, indirectly, every which way but loose, to the autism spectrum that is manifesting in these children who are being hammered with foreign antigens and more, particularly when we talk about the mercury that is still in the vaccinations. Now, according to the link, and the show notes are up, and they have that story front and center before we go to Stephen Rogers this hour, it says there is no link. This is the headline. There is, under the headline, the first sentence. There is no link between receiving a number of vaccines early in life and autism. This is according to the researcher. Now, plan to have Brian Hooker on, PhD. He has debunked all of the CDC studies that claim that vaccine autism are not connected. He absolutely shows that the opposite, in fact, is true. The exact opposite is true. And that's what we're going to do. In a study slated to appear in the Journal of Pediatrics, researchers said there is no association between receiving too many vaccines too soon and autism, despite some fears among patients around the number of vaccines given both on a single day and over the first 2 years of life. Grab that box and pull it out in front of there. Get my wife involved as producer out here as the door to the indoor studio is wanting to swing with all the wind we got. Thank you, honey. This is I love being outdoors. You can't imagine how wonderful it is. So basically, this Journal of Pediatrics article, just to give you a heads up, because all of your friends, if they don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, they're going to go say, see, I told you, you guys were crazy. You thought vaccines caused autism, and look, this article says it's not true, it's not true, it's not true. And why is that? I mean, now they go, as many as 1 in 50 U.S. school-aged children have been diagnosed with 1 in 50! Oh, it can't be the vaccines. No, because the CDC says it's not true. And this new article in the Journal of Pediatrics says it's not true. Now, how are they determining this? What they did was they examined, the researchers examined, each child's cumulative exposure to antigens, the substances in vaccines that cause the body's immune system to produce antibodies to fight disease. Now, we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that antibodies are not sufficient to defend you from any disease. It's not. It's not enough. It's an immature understanding of the immune system, but it's one they want you to believe, because then they can control you like you're a bunch of infants, and you'll be rushing to get your infant injected with toxic synthetics, poisons, foreign, as they say, antigens, foreign DNA, RNA, aborted fetal tissue, aluminum, antibiotics. What other? Mercury. Did I mention mercury? Of course. And so their focal point on just the antigens, if that's their measurement, whoop-de-frickin'-do. It isn't about necessarily only exclusively the exposure to foreign antigens. Granted, in my mind, that's bad enough. It's not necessary. If you do get exposed, you do through the mucosal membranes, the saliva in the mouth, the throat, the cilia, the villi, the hairs, the intestinal tract, the lining, your epithelial barrier between the outside world and the inside world, from your skin to your mucous membranes to the lining of your intestinal tract all the way through to your colon. All of these things are the things that will protect you and allow you to interface safely with foreign antigens to safely develop natural immunity, that is, response to the antigens and the production of appropriate antibodies. But even if you have all the antibodies in the world to any named childhood disease, you name it, it doesn't matter, whichever one you have, and yet your child is exposed to these vaccines and then the following antibiotics and then the additives, the preservatives, the colorings, the flavorings, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fungicides, all bets are off. Now the GMOs, explosive napalm in the gut. What is it doing? It's creating the destruction of the barrier of the epithelial lining from the outside to the inside world. And now, even though you may have antibodies for a given disease, foreign RNA, DNA, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, as well as viral particles, bacterial species, fungal species, now have free access to the rest of your body, where the immune system is much slower to react, even if it knows it's supposed to, even if it knows there's a bad guy or a load of bad guys entering the body. And so their idea is a bait and switch. It's the razzle dazzle that they're doing with this article. They're saying, hey, there's no need to worry. There's no need to worry. Why? Because these antigens, we studied them. It doesn't matter. Well, the fact of the matter, it does matter. And they're going to try and convince you otherwise, but that's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, is it not? And so it's more than the antigens, way more than the antigens. And we're going to do more about this during the week. As I said, I've got PhD Brian Hooker scheduled sometime during the week. We'll cover it with Dr. Rashid Batar, Advanced Medicine Monday as well. And, of course, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger this week. So lots of exciting things coming up. Do we have Stephen Rogers with Shentrician on the line there, Kyle? Do we have Stephen yet? Stephen, are you there? Hey, welcome, my friend. It's great to have you on this Easter Sunday.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Robert.
Yeah, you are more than welcome. I am so blessed to have you with us here. I'm outdoors. If you hear any wind noise, don't worry. It's just the beautiful, great outdoors and the vitamin D penetrating through the airwaves for everybody's benefit.
Good for you. Good for you. You live in a lovely area in that part of the state, too.
Ed, you know it well. You know it. Stephen Rogers is a friend of ours. He's with Shentrition, Shentrition.com. We have the links up. In fact, if you click on any of the hot links or the banner for Shentrition today, you're going to be taken to a special springtime deal dealing with adaptogens, weight loss, fitness, etc. And we're going to be talking about that with Stephen this hour. And Stephen, before we get into that subject matter, I just mentioned that there's a lot of propaganda news coming out to say, hey, there's no worries. Vaccines don't cause autism. Here's the proof. We've exposed these kids to antigens. Hey, look, nothing happens. And they ignore all of the toxicological influx via injection.
Well, you know, it's the same old story, right? I mean, mainstream media and everything that backs it gives us the propaganda or the storyline that they want us to follow. So I think your listeners are probably more informed about that kind of thing than any other listeners out there and any other radio or form of media. So I don't think it's going to pass through any of these people and their filter that is. It's the people out there that are in broadcast America, the herd, so to speak, that are still caught up into this, and it only solidifies or validates their head in the hole mentality. Mm-hmm. Well, they're out there to help us and keep us safe and be there, just like you said, to give them a reason to point at all of us and call us kooks.
Yeah,
so
well, exactly.
That's the thing that's disheartening, is the people that were maybe on the fence about this are probably left on the fence.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. There are a lot of people that are on the fence that may read this article and go, ha, you guys were wrong. I mean, I sort of wanted to believe, but you're wrong. You're wrong. It said the vaccines are fine. No. And we're going to pick this study apart, as I said, all week. But this hour, we have Stephen Rogers from Shentrition joining us from the wilds of Montana, where spring maybe hasn't hit yet, but we're going to send him some vitamin L, vitamin D, a lot of gratitude, and there's a special offer that's going to be made today. So pay attention. They're at 888. I'm sorry, I got to get that number right before we come back from this break. Bear with me. But you can reach me at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live, this special holiday edition. More with Stephen Rogers.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you happen to be stretched out this holiday weekend, well, just get out and if you got the vitamin D flowing, we do on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. And we're doing that. We're doing some stress reduction today with Stephen Rogers from Shen Life. He developed Shen Life, and I've got that linked up as well as Shen Trition, my favorite adaptogenic superfoods, pumped up before the show today. And we are rocking and rolling, and Stephen is back. And the issue of stress, you wrote about it, and I actually put it in the show notes today. I talk about things when I talk about healing on all levels, Stephen, from the physiological to the emotional, mental, economic, political, and even spiritual. And you cover those. And, of course, adaptogens help us to deal with all of that. But set the stage for understanding the stress on all of these levels so we can help the folks out there.
Well, stress is an ambiguous word for most of us. When we think of stress, we think of anxiety or some kind of psychological reaction to external stimuli or internal stimuli. It's better to look at what are called stressors, and then we can understand stress, because stress can happen on all different dimensions of ourself. That is environmental stressors, which you talk about in depth, fungicides, pesticides, herbicides, chemtrails, vaccines, EMF, you know, all of these Wi-Fi, stuff like that. Sound, all of these things are stressors, external environmental stressors, and there's physical stressors like work overwork or nutritional, stuff like that. Then there's emotional stressors, which would be like fear, sadness, anger, joy, overexcitement, I should say. And then there would be mental stressors, would be obsessive neurotic thought processes, negative thoughts, reactive thoughts, so to speak. And there could be spiritual stressors, loss of direction or purpose in life. That's a big one. And all of these create a stress in the body. So the body, if you look at Hans Selye's model, which is the father of stress research, he talked about a stress response and how it happens in the body. And our body goes through a reactive or alarm stage first, and then either goes to, through resistance stage, or it begins to break down and goes to exhaustion stage. And it, what's key there in the resistance stage is how our body metabolizes stress. Stress is not something we can get away from. So forget it. If we think we're going to get away from stress, the only way we're going to get away from stress is when we leave this dimension and go elsewhere. This world is about stress, but it's really how we metabolize it or assimilate that stress. And either we categorize it as distress, as D-I-S, the word stress, or eustress, E-U, in the word stress. Distress is how we start to metabolize stress as we get older more and more, and that's catabolic, meaning it breaks us down. It causes disease, decay, and death. And then there's eustress, which is anabolic, and means to build up. It's kind of like working out on weights. We get stronger as we go. Tear the muscle down, it builds back stronger. Well, that's the way we want to metabolize stress. And the biggest part of that is psychologically the tractor patterns and underlying subconscious patterns on how we react to internal and external stimuli. That determines it. That's a big part. And the health of the body, primarily the adrenal glands, which are a primary mechanism responding to stress. So if the adrenals are strong and we're dealing with a lot of the unconscious or subconscious material that causes us to react and see things not as they are, but as we are, so to speak, our old conditioning, we deal with both of those, and the body has a better chance at adapting. So in that second stage, we begin to resist, and instead of exhaustion, we recover, and the stress is metabolized as eustress. So that's what we want to do, is we want to adapt. Now, there are certain things that will allow us to adapt better, and nutrition is one of the easiest ways, as you all you talk about extensively, and Mike Adams has done so much work and writes about extensively.
Yes.
On the proper nutrition. There are certain things within nutrition, too, that are even better at helping us adapt than other things. And there's a key classification of herbs. In Chinese medicine, we call them qi tonics. That's energy tonics. And in Western medicine, they're referred to as adaptogenic herbs or adaptogenic foods. And what these do primarily is they restore what Han Seili called adaptive energy, and in Chinese medicine we call qi. And they do so by restoring it in the endocrine system and primarily in the adrenal glands, which we look at in Chinese medicine as the body's batteries or storehouse for this adaptive energy.
Steven,
so we can look at just about everyone who's in a distressful state, and
yes,
their adrenals are also exhausted. And so they don't have any energy or not enough energy to adapt. So their body's basically having to get that energy from somewhere. Where does it get it? It takes it from the other organ system. So eventually the body's in an energetic state of bankruptcy in one or two or three more organ systems trying to make up for that adaptive process and the lack of adaptive energy or qi that they are missing.
Yeah, Stephen, you've heard the saying, and I'm sure everybody out there has at one time or another, adapt or die. I know it sounds brutal and intense to say it, but I mean that is the message of life, because the environment shifts. Shift happens, as they say. Things change, and if you don't have the energy and the nutrition, the combination of the two, and the things that not only nourish but help us to adapt and bend and move around and through all of these challenges and stressors, then the risk is that you don't make it. So this is a very critical message here to relate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's why we're dying. I mean, 85% of all medical doctors, the allopathic Western-style doctors, will agree that everything that walks through their front door, general practitioner, is either related or caused by stress. 85%. Now, holistic docs would say 95%, because they would say all chronic illness has its origins in stress. And then the other 5% is emergency medical care, which I would even go even say that through attractor patterns and subconscious conditioning. We attract most of those accidents in our lives anyway, and they're rooted in stress. But let's get away from that. Most people would think that's probably a little woo-woo, but we know 95% of what we deal with are chronic degenerative diseases, and I would say if they don't have their origins in stress, they most certainly are expedited because of the inability to metabolize stress better. You know, I spent the first 10 years of my adult life as a peak performance coach, a personal trainer. I've worked with world-class athletes from powerlifters to NFL football players to world-class bodybuilders, golfers, Major League Baseball players. And one thing that all of these have in common, if they want to stay working or performing at a high level, is their ability to endure or adapt, as you said.
Yes.
And they have to adapt and get stronger. And what happens at a certain point when we see them decline is their ability to adapt to all of that hard training and that punishment they go through and get stronger, it begins to decline. And one of the things that I saw in all of them that began to happen first was the adrenal exhaustion. So before I got into alternative or became a holistic physician, I had that perspective of working with these top-level athletes and what kept them moving forward and not sliding backwards and staying in a eustressful state and not in a distressful state. And that's really how I stumbled onto adaptogenic herbs when I was
right,
in
Stephen,
school.
Stand by, Stephen. We have to take a break. We're going to go further in. Those of you who would like to be high-level athletes or just need to recover at any age, even your elder years, you will be plugging into some adaptogens that will help facilitate vitality you may not have felt for years. The number 866-497-7436, 866-497-7436. More of the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, the Robert Scott Bell Show is back outdoors for springtime. Happy Easter, happy Resurrection Day, whatever you celebrate. We are glad to be with you. Vitamin D is flowing here as the sunshine coming through the broadcast airwaves. Tomorrow, in fact, I'm going to be outdoors as well with The Earth Diet. Leanna Werner Gray is going to visit the studios of the outside version of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very cool. But right now we have Stephen Rogers from the wilds of Montana, Shen Trishan, and the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got an incredible springtime get active and adaptogenic offer from Shen Trishan. We'll talk about it in a little while there at 866-497-7436. Stephen, we were talking about distress and eustress and the fact we're outdoors. People are going to want to get outdoors spring, get physical. You work with high-level athletes. I'd like to say physical exercise is the eustress, the positive stress. We were talking on the break, for some it could be distress, which we want to get them past.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I found that with most of my clients, not just regular mom and pops that want to get in shape, but the more fitness elite and elite athletes, you know, they put their bodies under a tremendous amount of stress and load that is abnormal. And if you look at a lot of these top-level athletes, they don't live as long as a regular person. Now, they may have fit-looking bodies, and we have to define the difference between fit and health before I go any further, or being healthy and being fit. Being fit cosmetically can look good a lot of times, and our performance, our functional, functionalism could be enhanced. But a lot of times, because of the high level of distress putting our body under all that hard physical labor, because that's what it is, will put our body in a distressful state and make us unhealthy, creating excessive acidity in the tissues, wear and tear on the joints, breakdown of the vital organs, prolapse of the vital organs, which is something that we don't talk about a lot here in Western culture, but the gravitational field is powerful, and if we pound ourselves into the dirt, into the pavement, more than we should be doing, we're helping the gravitational field win the battle, which it eventually wins anyway. All of us will end up 6 feet under the Earth because of that gravitational field is one of the big reasons. But so what we want to do is we want to lessen the effect of that pounding, too. So, yeah, that creates a tremendous amount of distress on the body. Unfortunately, now I'll probably get some emails off this, people disagreeing with me, but from my experience as a top-level trainer and as a holistic physician, exercise in most cases is distressful and not eustressful because we miss the two vital things or two vital pieces of information that less is more, right?
Mm-hmm.
And consistency mm-hmm. over intensity. That's important, consistency over intensity, because what we need to learn to do is stay in the anaerobic state or the aerobic state and not the anaerobic state. And too many times when we are going for that puddle of sweat at our feet, we put ourselves unknowingly in the anaerobic state, which means without oxygen, and it's a flight or fright state, which is distressful, whereas the aerobic state is with oxygen and primarily puts us into that meditative or rest state. And just getting into a little bit of the nervous system, the way it functions, when we are in the flight or fright state or fight state, we're operating under the sympathetic aspect of the nervous system, which releases stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline. Whereas when we're in that aerobic state, which is the meditative state, the rest and digest state, we're in the parasympathetic part of our nervous system, which releases healing hormones and neurochemicals into the body that actually help them to heal. So it was a hard transition for me as a trainer because I was required to pound people into the pavement. Take morbidly obese people and give them a six-pack of abs, or take an elite athlete and help them get to the next level. And in both cases, I was doing the wrong thing. I was creating an environment, a distressful environment for their bodies, and eventually expediting the whole disease decay and death process unknowingly.
Wow. Well, we're going to talk about doing the right thing, as we are right now, with Stephen Rogers from Shentrition. The links are up at robertscottbell.com. We're going to tell you how you can get 3 months, an incredible offer, just for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience. And on top of it, this kind of training and information that he's talking about that he used to give one-on-one, making it available to you, which is many hundreds of dollars beyond what you're going to have to pay. So very exciting information here with Shentrition today on the Robert Scott Bell Show this Easter Sunday. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here, wanting to speak to you from my heart. For those of you that listen to my show, you know I'm candid with my words. I have never been so encouraged to endorse a product as I am now. The Natural Action Water Device from Structured Water Technologies. This little device structures your water and neutralizes chemicals so your water is pure natural. No filters, no gimmicks, and no electricity. Just simple biophoton energy. There's a lifetime warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Thinking about water should be serious. Thinking about drinking water is deadly serious. There's too much information to put in the 60-second commercial, so log on to structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. You can also click on the link at my website, RonnieMcMullenShow.com. Do the research and find out why this little water unit is changing the world. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com. That's structuredwatertechnologies.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I've interviewed Stephen Rogers a few times now over the last couple of years, and it's always fascinating the journey we go on, because as I've said, if you've listened to me interview him, I look at him, his eyes, and you say the deep level of experience just kind of flowing right through him with his Shen life, which is a whole other realm you can check out. The links are up there at robertscottbell.com. But as we talk about adaptogens, adapting for life, getting out of the distressful state that most of us live in and moving into the positive stress, the fact of the matter is a lot of you want to get fit, and a lot of you may be high-level athletes want to get even more fit. Can you do this without damaging your body? Case in point, the biggest in history, I think it was in the 70s, was the long-distance runner Jim Fix, who was supposedly so fit and then dropped dead of a heart attack. And it goes to the heart of what you're saying here about the impact on the nervous system, the heart, all these other systems, even if you think you're at a high level of fitness.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, my mindset used to be, as a trainer, it was lean, mean, and rip and tear. And, you know, and eventually now it's grown into adapt, build, and grow. It's a big change. And even think about that. Lean and mean and rip and tear. That all sounds cool if you're in the bodybuilding world or you're a gym rat like I was. But even the words themselves sound destructive. And adapt, build, and grow all sounds like we want them to sound, which is more conscious and more aware and more healthy. But definitely, another big factor that I was just about to get into before we went on break was what is actually happening into the body, into the organs and stuff like that, where when we're in a distressful anabolic state, that is that part of our nervous system I was talking about, the sympathetic flight, fright, fight mode, and all the stress hormones it releases. Different parts of our brain, just a little bit of neuroscience here, different parts of our brain are manipulated when we're in those states. So we're in a distressful state. We're pounding the pavement. We're pushing the sweat out of our bodies and stuff. Well, guess what part of our brain is affected? That hindbrain, that reptilian brain, that first part of brain development where all the instincts and the survival mode is. So all of it tells the body, because it's in a fly or fright mode, I need to push all the blood and the vital life force or chi or adaptive energy and all of the essences, the neurochemicals, interstitial fluids, hormones and stuff like that. I need to push all of that into the muscle tissue, the connective tissue. And that's why you see guys that are fitness guys, and you see athletes and stuff, they have these imposing muscles on their bodies. Now, that all cosmetically looks good, and it may help them to perform really well when they have to run the 40-yard dash or run from a tiger in the woods. how often do any of us really need that? But here's what's happening in the body. That blood that's going to their tissues, those tissues, superficial tissues, is not going to the organs in the brain. So we've done through mice now, we can show where brain development is slowed in the neocortex and the frontal lobes, and it's actually increased in the rear part of the skull. And you can see in mice now, the development, skull development, is much larger in the distressful ones in the back of the head and much smaller, very deficient in the front of the head, where we have this thinking and reasoning apparatus in the frontal lobe. So that's a scary part of it. Second thing is, a lot of people don't realize these cosmetic muscles are the superficial layer of the muscles. They're not skeletal muscles or the things that hold us upright. Look, one of the strongest things out there right now that is killing us quickly is the gravitational field. What do I mean by that? Well, the gravitational field, we take it for granted, but it keeps our feet planted in the ground. The more surface area that we have, meaning if our body is not perfectly upright and we're leaned a little bit forward, leaned a little bit backward or to the side, we have more surface area for gravity to pull on. Now, when we have these big imposing muscles and all of that blood has been pushed to these big superficial muscles, the cosmetic muscles, as we like to call them, thighs, tries, bis, what happens is our body does start to slacken, and we get more surface area for the gravitational field to pull on, because the tissues, they need to be stronger, the core muscles and skeletal muscles that hold us upright and perpendicular to the earth and keep us sort of in a floating position, a neutral position to the gravitational field, they're weakened. So not only do our organs begin to get weak and prolapse, but those big giant muscles pull us out of alignment and allow the earth's gravitational field to do its work on us, and much quicker and more efficient. So I know a lot of people out there that are probably working out a lot, you know, and looking in the mirror, building up their biceps. I was one of them. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. You know, again, here's another part of society and cultural conditioning and social engineering that we all have to start rejecting. And that is, what is beauty and what is health? What are those things? And for guys, for us, I like women, it's, you know, stick thin. For men, it's been these big, giant cosmetic muscles that are overbearing on our bodies. And
we have to stand by, Stephen. We got it. Not only question, we're going to give you the answers to that. And in fact, with the deal for Shantrition, which we'll reveal next segment, we're going to get you the how-to, those 8 basic exercises, so you're going to know exactly what to do. Serious bonus in healing and adaptogen with Shantrition. Coming up after the break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live on Easter Sunday. We'll be right back.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Discount includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, say thanks to all my wonderful sponsors that support this message of health, freedom, and liberty. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. And, of course, this hour we're talking with Stephen Rogers from Shen Trishan. They're at 866-497-7436, 866-497-7436. And, Stephen, I'm telling you, I am so intrigued. I couldn't stop talking on the break about where you're going with this information. We're talking about beauty being more than skin deep, but strength being more than superficial. You know, we used to make jokes about muscle heads, right? The idea of you're a muscle head if all you do is focus on that outer musculature. And now it's actually much more real the way you described it in the development of the lower brain at that point.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when I was, I think, 23 years old, I was 211 pounds. I'm 5'7.5", and I was 6% body fat. I did look like the uncommon freak, or, you know, the uncommon man, but I just didn't have any mobility. I couldn't control my weight very well. And shortly after that, I hurt my back. They took me into such things as yoga and core training and stuff like that, which dropped my weight quickly to 157. And, you know, I was able to handle my own, manage my own body weight. But the biggest thing that I noticed was getting out of that anaerobic state into the aerobic state, or out of that distressful state into the eustressful state. And understanding the difference between being fit and being healthy. You can be fit and not be healthy, but being healthy means being fit. So you, being healthy, you will be fit. That's part of it. But you can be fit and exclude health. And that was a hard thing for me to learn. You know, and a lot of my clients, you know, they just completely rejected this new idea, this change I was going through, but a lot of them didn't. And the way I got a lot of them to understand was I said, well, look around in the gym at the people that you can fit. And they would look around in the gym at the people that be, that looked fit, you know, perfect abs, eight pack and everything. And I said, now look from the neck up. And they, and you're I'm talking late 20s, early 30s. And these people, their faces looked like they were in their 40s. Their bodies were off the hook, but their faces looked like they were 10, 15, 20 years older. And I said, our face will tell us a lot about our biological age, our functional age, how fast the cells are aging, because the collagenous fibers usually break down quicker on the face due to distress and acidity than they do elsewhere in the body. And I said that the face usually reflects what's going on in the inner person. And I said the body, we can hide it from the neck down for quite a few years. As you can see, a lot of competitive bodybuilders do it up into their late 50s, early 60s. And that's how I got a lot of them, because they couldn't understand these concepts from an energetic state or an intuitive state, but they could see it from a cosmetic state. So vanity got a lot of my clients to switch, as in the beginning, vanity was one of the reasons it got me to switch.
Remember so, Al Pacino and the Devil's Advocate right at the end? Vanity always gets them in the end.
It does. So adapt, build, and grow is what we try to live by now. And think more about less is more and more consistency and less intensity. So I challenge anyone out there that's listening to me, you know, go take a look in the mirror from the neck up if, you know, you think you're fit. And if you are, you may be fit and healthy. I don't know. I don't know every person out there. I'm just saying at large, this goes on in the fitness industry.
We do ask for honesty in our listeners, and we do deliver an honest message of health, freedom, and liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with you, Stephen. And if we talk about wanting to plug into this, now, many of my listeners are already utilizing the Shentrition, and from time to time we're able to offer some special things. And we do, and we are doing this again today, but there's something more today in terms of how to. Some of the discussion we have leading into this perfectly.
Okay, so we basically built a very practical program. It's just a how-to program. All this explanation stuff is not there. Just do this, and this is for people that have that extra 15 to 30 pounds and, you know, have struggled with getting it off. In a 90-day plan, we give them to help them get that off, and there's three different downloads that they're going to get with this, and I'm going to give them totally for free. Now, I'm only going to do 50 of these, simply because the price of Shentrition is also discounted. And, you know, it's a $350 package. We're letting it go for $125 plus free shipping. So we're only doing 50, the first 50 callers or online subscribers. It's basically a how-to program that takes them through the different breathing tools that they will need to help keep their body in a eustressful state. Also, there's certain foods that they can use that will help to not increase the metabolism, but create an efficient metabolism, because that's what we're looking for. Not a fast metabolism or a slow metabolism, but an efficient metabolism. And there also is the 8 basic exercises that will help them rebuild that core strength in their skeletal muscles that will put them in the neutral position or help them get to the neutral position in the gravitational field. Plus, it will help to build their body to its right composition, not what they see in a magazine or on the cover of one of the big fitness magazines, but what their body is supposed to look like. Too many times as a trainer, myself and other trainers, we force square pegs in round holes. People bring us a photo of someone on the cover of a magazine and say, I want that. What time will it take to get that? And what do I have to do and how much do I have to pay? And it is possible to do that, but in most cases, we create an unhealthy person doing that. So every person has an optimal way they should look and feel. And that's what these basic exercises I give to all my clients in holistic medicine. And they don't require any weight. They just require your body weight. That's it.
Incredible. And this is why, you know, we're coming together today. And a lot of this, some of this stuff we didn't talk about off the air, in fact, that we've led into, and it leads perfectly into the practicality of all of this, the how-to. The next question you have is, all right, Stephen, how do I do it? And you've got it, and you're making it available, but only for 50 people. So this is it. Jump on this. You'll see, if you click the link, in fact, you can click on Stephen's face in the show notes. You'll tickle him when you do that. And it'll, at robertscottbell.com, in today's show notes, you'll see a picture of Stephen Rogers, and you just click on him, and it'll take you right to the special deal where you're going to get 3 bottles of Shentrition at an incredible discount. On top of that, all the access to these 3 key videos, I believe they are, that normally total $350 of investment. Today, only $125. You get 3 big bottles. That'll be about 3 months of Shentrition. And no shipping charge as well. And, Stephen, I can't say thank you enough for helping my listeners out to get fit the right way.
Hey, you got it, Robert. Thank you, and thank you to your listeners.
Absolutely. This is where we bring you a message of health, freedom, and liberty like nowhere else in media, supported like good folks, by good folks like Stephen Rogers and Shentrition. Next hour, we got another Stephen. We'll be getting into some blood balancing, brain balancing, and more. I've got to put on a white shirt. I'm cooking outside today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? We'll be right back. But the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.